You're listening to Set Time. I'm Rob Ferret. President Trump will leave office in just under 7 weeks, but that doesn't mean his administration is slowing down during the lame duck period. It's planning to change rules on everything from environmental protections and capital punishment to labor laws and immigration. While time is running short to put all the proposed changes into effect, those that do become official could tie the hands of President-elect Joe Biden. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is there something you want to see the Trump administration do before it leaves office? Are there changes you're worried the president is going to make or try to make? In general, do you think the lame duck period should be action-packed or a time for a president to back off? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Isaac Arnsdorf is a reporter covering national politics for ProPublica. He and his colleagues are tracking what the administration has been working on since the election. Isaac, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how common is it for an outgoing administration to try to do a lot of these, you know, administrative rule kinds of changes before they run out of time in mid to late January?
There's definitely a long history of this. And, you know, in some ways, it's kind of just human nature to have a crunch time right before a deadline, like the end of an administration. But there's definitely a concern when you see this happening when the White House is about to change parties, and it's happening in this period, the lame duck period, after an election, when a majority of the country voted to vote to go in a different direction, and the changes that the outgoing administration is making now are going to have the effect of sort of tying the hands of the next president in terms of what he's going to be able to do to achieve his policy objectives.
Before we get into specific changes in the works here, Isaac, I understand from your reporting that the timelines for these kind of things, the time it usually takes to make these kind of changes, the timeline is being accelerated. What's happening?
Yeah, exactly. So that's the other big concern, is that just when there's a rush like this, that things are going to get sloppy and that you might not be getting the best policies when you're kind of shortchanging the thorough deliberative process this way. So a clear example of that is, you know, usually this takes like 2 years to finalize a regulation. And in some cases, what we're seeing are rules that have been chugging along for a really long time and are just getting finished up now. But we're also seeing these rules that are just starting out on a much faster turnaround. And part of how they're doing that is by having less time for the public to weigh in and comment. So they'll only have 30 days instead of the 60 days that they usually provide. And another thing that they're doing is the time that they're allowing for the White House to review these regulations and send them back to the agencies has gotten much quicker. So that raises this concern of whether these regulations are really getting thoroughly scrutinized and vetted and are producing good policies if they're being so rushed and kind of cutting these corners.
And I guess one response might be, well, so what? They put these into place, a Biden administration comes in, they can just flip the switch and turn them back off. Is it that simple?
No, it doesn't really work that way. So if the rule doesn't get finalized, then yes, it's pretty easy for the new administration to back off from it. But if it does get over the finish line, then then that's a law on the books and or it's legally binding. And what the next administration would have to do would have a few options. So one is they would have to start that whole long process that I just talked about. They'd have to start that all over, build a new record, accept public comments, review it at the White House, consult all the other agencies. So that would take a number of years and a whole lot of time and resources when the agency couldn't be working on other things. The other possibility is the rule could get challenged in court, and that is very common. A lot of regulations by the Trump administration have been challenged and even blocked in court. And so that would create a way where the new administration could say, well, actually, you know, we're fine with that. We're not going to appeal that decision, and we're going to allow that to be the way that these rules get cut down. And the final way is something called the Congressional Review Act, which is a fast-track mechanism where a simple majority in both houses of Congress can repeal a recent regulation. And the congressional Republicans used this more than a dozen times to strike down more than a dozen midnight regulations from the Obama administration in 2017. But whether that's going to be an option for Democrats to deal with these Trump administration regulations this time around is probably going to depend on what happens in the two Georgia Senate runoffs, or if they can get a few Republican defectors to give them a simple majority in the Senate.
We're talking to Isaac Arensdorf from ProPublica about reporting he and his colleagues are doing, looking at the Trump administration, the lame duck period, and last-minute rules changes. Let's get into some specific changes in the works, Isaac. One, you mentioned that some have been in the works for longer. Here's one of those, the USDA changing rules on the chicken processing industry. What is in the works there?
So this one's kind of interesting because the USDA considered doing this before, way back in 2012. And what this would do is increase the speed limit in a chicken factory, basically. So the industry wants that because it naturally allows them to make more chicken and make more money. But it poses pretty significant risks to injuries for the people who work in the plants. And there are also some concerns, and the evidence is kind of mixed on this, but there are definitely concerns that it can make it harder for inspectors to keep an eye on the chicken to make sure that that disease and germs don't get through. And so back the previous time that the USDA considered this, they ended up not doing it for that reason, because of those concerns. And that was during the Obama administration. So when the Trump administration came in, the USDA said, well, okay, we didn't raise the speed limit, but we're going to start issuing waivers. So basically, on a case-by-case basis, if a factory asks us nicely, we'll tell them, yeah, sure, you can raise the speed limit at your facility. And then over time, they are now coming back and saying, well, now that we've sort of piloted it in a number of places, we think that we can increase the rule across the board. And this is something that's just a proposal. It's actually not even a proposal. It just went to the White House for review. So the draft isn't even public. And ordinarily, it would take years for something like this to be finalized, but there's a lot of concerns among safety advocates who are worried about the impact of this, that the administration is going to try to finish this up in just the next couple months.
Another issue that could be affected here, immigration from before his election. What kind of changes could be in the works when it comes to immigration in the U.S.?
Basically, everything that they can do to restrict immigration, they are doing. They are trying to reduce high-skilled visas that are very common in the technology industry, for example. They're trying to make it much harder to claim asylum. And a lot of these are policies that the Trump administration has been following for a while, but by formalizing them in a regulation, they're going to hold them over into the Biden administration. They're going to make it so Biden can't just flip a switch to undo them. They're going to have to go through a new rulemaking process.
I want to check out a couple more issues out there. Air pollution regulations could also change. What are you tracking there?
Yeah, so there are a number of really big rules that the EPA has been working on for years. And these are good examples of ones that if the EPA finishes them, which basically everyone expects that they will make a priority out of doing, those are not going to be able to be reversed anytime soon. And part of that is because the studies, the research that go into creating these standards, for example, on ozone or smog, it takes 5 years to gather that data. So there's just no way that you can turn around and change that right away. And another rule that's very controversial is known to its proponents as a transparency rule. And those who don't like it call it the secret science or the censored science rule. And what that does is requires that if the EPA is going to use research to justify restrictions on pollution, then the research has to disclose raw data. And, you know, the industry and the administration say, well, that's only fair that everyone gets to look under the hood. The problem is that the best research, the best evidence for the cost of pollution is medical. And that's usually based on anonymized data that has to be anonymized because of patient privacy. So the effect is really just excluding basically all epidemiological research and making it much, much harder to justify any new restrictions on pollution in the future.
And finally, a capital punishment, you write, it could be there could be changes in the works for how federal capital punishment is undertaken. What is the Trump administration looking at?
So the Trump administration has resumed federal executions this year for the first time since 2003, and they've scheduled several more that are supposed to occur before Inauguration Day, which is significant because President-elect Biden opposes the death penalty and has said that there won't be any executions in his administration. And so there's a new regulation that was just finalized to go along with this that basically kind of patches over a bunch of procedural issues that that litigants had challenged in trying to stop these executions. And so basically trying to give the Justice Department a lot more leeway so that it doesn't get held up in executing these people before Inauguration Day.
And Isaac, anything else you're watching for in this lame duck period that you want to highlight?
There are so many. We're coming up we're finding new ones every day. Like there was one I just saw today that had to do with how the Social Security Administration would evaluate disability benefits for like amputations and spine injuries, and basically making it take longer or harder for people to qualify for those. And there was another change just today at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau basically gives companies an opportunity to ask for an advisory opinion from the regulator. And consumer advocates are concerned that basically gives companies an avenue to get kind of favorable guidance without any opportunity for the public to weigh in on it.
Isaac, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Isaac Arensdorf is a reporter covering national politics for ProPublica. He talked with us today about what the Trump administration is working on during its final weeks in office. You can find a link to the work he and his colleagues are doing to track that at WPR.org/centraltime.